Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's provides the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. For a full farm quote, go to beckshybrids.com. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrid.
They are also big sponsors of the Milo Queen contest. Yes, they do Milo too. They do Milo also.
You've mentioned that.
Yeah, they do it all right there, and I know Trevor's been very involved. I know he's the one that helps vote for who the Milo Queen will be. And so again, Trevor. Bex, we appreciate that what you guys are getting done. And I tell you what, the stand's coming in. I mean, they're going to get themselves a crop, and it's incredible.
I know they finished
harvesting a couple weeks ago down in Beatrice.
Sanderson, I'm going to back myself. Sanderson sent me a picture of them harvesting yesterday. David, an actual honest to God picture.
You got to pick.
A quick shout out to Joe and Boulder.
Yeah, I got Bill's gifts in the back. I'll get it to you during the break.
Ooh, Bill. Joe brought us gifts.
Whoa. During the pregame show.
And so he brought me a certificate to Buffalo, or not Buffalo
Wings. Yes, Wings and Rings.
Yeah, Wings and Rings.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, $50. Yeah,
you and Ben both have a gift too. I will get it to you during the break. That's awesome.
And then Ben wouldn't have got it because Ben's been late to work, but now he's here. Okay,
This is Joe and Boulder.
Ah, that's incredible, Joe.
Joe and Boulder brought you gifts.
Yep. He got me a 12-pack of beer, which, you know, makes sense. And some Pro V1 golf balls.
He came by on Saturday.
So people just stopped by and brought gifts for us.
They did.
That's unreal.
Joe and Bolt.
Breakers.
Yeah, a group of like 10 people with him too.
Is there anybody listening today, I wonder?
Oh, the Breakers are here today.
Buffalo Wings and Rings certificate. I mean,
because you'll use that, what, tomorrow? Tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight. Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Monday Night Football.
Well, all right, what do we got here?
Bill was gone last week, so we're going to let him have his fun this week with our Head Scratchers, sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com, sign up with promo code EARLY, and get a free pick and use your first cash pick'em. You can also get $1,000 in bonus cash when you deposit for all your college football, NFL, MLB needs. underdogfantasy.com. Bill, it's time for your first edition of Head Scratchers of the football season. Go ahead, Bill.
Jake, you already hit on a couple here that were just insane.
Well, I didn't say them. It's on the rundown.
The rundown.
He stole your thunder again.
They're on the rundown. That's it.
Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame. I could spend the whole show on that.
Did you watch any of
it? I watched the entire second half. Watched part of the first half.
What happened?
First of all, shout out to Thomas Hammock, and because he's a good friend of mine. He was the running back coach at Wisconsin when I was at Wisconsin. And so that was fun to see him play.
See him coach.
Yes, and then see him coach. But to see him win this game, and then Jake Applegate, remember him?
Yes,
he's a starting tight end for Northern Illinois. So he was. I was texting with him. I go, "What the?" He goes, "That was just incredible."
Former Husker.
Former Husker.
In Lincoln Southeast.
Yeah,
I believe,
yes, Lincoln,
right?
Southeast.
Went,
yes,
in the transfer portal.
When the transfer portal went to play tight end at Northern Illinois. He goes, "I just loved it there," and they just. I told my wife as I'm watching, I go, "If they make this field goal, it's the biggest upset I've ever seen. It's the biggest upset I've ever watched on TV."
It's a huge upset.
It was.
That is
28.5 point. That's what the number was.
They got paid $1.4 million.
28.5. That was awesome. And then the Iowa State at Iowa's a little bit.
Yes.
That's a fun one. I didn't watch it. Iowa got a first down with about like a minute something to go, and I started cleaning the garage. I flip back over.
So what happened?
I flip back over and I go, "Hey, they're talking to the Iowa State kicker." I go, "Laura, rewind it." So she rewinds it, and they just hit a shot down the boundary. I thought they could run the clock. They had a horrible punt. It wasn't like they didn't miss hit it. They only punted like to the 24-yard line. They should have been able to pin him like at the 10. So that was incredible.
But so Iowa State comes back and wins on a 52-yard field goal.
They were down 13-0 at halftime at Iowa City.
And then like
win.
16-7 at one time.
Yes.
The guy hammered the 52-yard field goal.
Yeah, so here are my head scratchers. The Illini over Kansas.
Yeah.
The Illini over Kansas. That's a head scratcher. That is one right there. Obviously, and you knew right away it's a possibility with Bielema coaching. You knew there was a chance. He had his team ready to go, which was really good.
Sold out stadium.
And they field stormed, which we'd predicted on this show.
FSP.
At that. Idaho over Wyoming. Idaho over, it's still FCS over a Mountain West school.
Mm-hmm.
Idaho over Wyoming, 17-13. Cal over Auburn.
Ooh, ouch.
Cal. Well,
I did not see
Cal,
that.
At what? Auburn. Cal went to Auburn.
At 21. Auburn.
Yes. Out of the ACC from Northern Cal, flew down, probably about a 4.5-hour flight, got off the plane, and beat an SEC Auburn team, which felt great about their season coming into it.
What was the score of that game?
21-14.
Hugh automatically. I don't know if you put him on the hot seat.
That's bad.
But that's a bad one.
It's getting
really,
warm.
Really
it's getting
bad
warm.
One. Remember, they got beat by New Mexico State last year.
I'm telling you, I'm not joking around here. You can push.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bah. Hugh Freeze might be on a hot seat right now.
It could be, and there's no doubt. This one caught me. Southern Utah, because I watched him play. last week against Utah. They didn't cross the 50. I don't think it was 49-0.
Southern Utah.
Yeah, they beat UTEP. Southern Utah beat UTEP.
Score?
Overtime. I don't know what the score was. But Southern Utah, that should have been a UTEP win by like 30 probably. And Southern Utah beat UTEP.
Nebraska beat UTEP twice.
Yep. St. Francis. Yep. Did, yeah. St. Francis of Pennsylvania, which I think was Division II, and they still might be, beat Kent State in the MAC. St. Francis of Pennsylvania beat Kent State. That's for another remarkable score.
That is.
Yes.
Head scratcher.
Head scratchers. There are some bizarre things that happen.
Head scratchers. Watching.
But you could that Notre Dame game was probably the most remarkable game because
what happened?
They averaged 10.5 yards per attempt.
Who's that?
Northern Illinois. And Notre Dame averaged 4.5 per attempt.
Per pass attempt.
Per pass attempt. And like that. And then I'm gonna get to some other things in Bill Srill's about that game.
That's Riley Leonard at Notre Dame didn't get it going.
Yeah. No. And Notre Dame really simple right now. They're out of the when they beat A&M, everyone said easiest path to the playoffs for anyone. Now I don't think they have any chance of getting
screwed.
In. Because
their schedule's not very hard.
But no, it's not. But they have to win 11.
Yeah.
Because if they have two losses and one's to Northern Illinois,
they're
going to take the three-loss SEC team
100%.
Over that. They're going to take whoever
the loss
that
on their home field in Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
If you lose this is a question, a serious question. If you're a top 10 team that loses on your home field in Northern Illinois, aren't you just out?
Pretty close.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah. You just out?
I mean, technically, they'll say by the numbers, no. But right now, I think they got to play USC and they play Clemson. I mean, but they're going to have to win 11 and look dominant and just roll and just build. If you did that, you could just say, hey, listen, we had one bad game. Everything went awry.
No, you lost on your home field to Northern Illinois.
No.
You don't get that pass.
You don't get that.
I'm serious. I don't know if you can if you can put them in.
It'll be really hard.
Yeah.
And then right now, if you watch the game, would you say right now that they'll probably win? Not 11, be 10. Think they'll win the next 10 in a row?
No.
Probably not. So one more loss and that's it. And then that'll be a tough locker room because the quarterback play was not up to par. And then defensively they played okay, but Northern Illinois did enough things. But
saw the game.
What's that?
How did Applegate play okay?
He did. He had a holding call by that, but you know what? It was on a fly sweep or something like that, whatever it was, it could happen. But no, he played well.
Think about Applegate, the Lincoln kid, transfers to Northern Illinois, goes in to South Bend and is part of a team that pulls one of the biggest upsets. It'll be one of the biggest upsets of this year.
Yeah.
Didn't have any catches at all, but did play.
Just think how many times you're going to look. I love they had a quote from the quarterback. He goes, this is the exact quote was. He goes, I'm going to remember this the rest of my life. Yep. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
It's pretty significant.
You're going to think about it, honestly, almost daily for the next 40 years.
You know what's gigantic for Northern Illinois' program? It's just absolutely gigantic.
Well, then I'm the heel on this. I text you guys when the game started. I text you, I go, Northern Illinois can score. I think they can score. I about sent the text out before, like, hey, this thing could happen. So I sent out the Georgia Tech Syracuse one. I said, watch out for Syracuse.
Syracuse must be, McCord must be playing very well.
He's playing really well.
They beat Kyle Georgia McCord. Tech.
Playing really well.
Kyle McCord, go ahead.
They beat Georgia Tech.
Kyle McCord was here at 1890 when Dylan announced that I want to go to Nebraska. Kyle McCord was in Lincoln. At the time.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
They're in the hotel.
Yeah.
They're actually over. They're sitting down with Davison and Carson.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're sitting down with those guys, probably having like some sort of a smoothie or something. Probably having a smoothie, crunching some numbers. I got a text here. Whoa, what's this?
It looks like Dylan might want to come.
Kyle's been nice.
It appears if we're going to go with a little lower number, you're still welcome here. We're just going to drop down a little bit.
It's true that when the Dylan news broke, McCord was in Lincoln.
Yes. He's playing extremely well, but the head scratcher.
Syracuse.
Idaho over Wyoming, which I told you was a game.
Wyoming's had a rough start.
Wyoming is a tough start.
Pounded by Arizona State, and they lose to Idaho the next week. That's not good for Wyoming.
Idaho, you saw Idaho against Oregon. They looked all right to me. Remember I said they looked good.
I tell you one thing. You want to talk about hate? I hate Peacock. I hate it.
Look at your face. Look at his face right now. Why? What's wrong?
Because you can't flip back and forth. So I had to go out. We have an outside TV. So I had to go out and sit outside to watch the incredible Oregon-Boise State game.
And that was on Peacock?
Oregon wins 37-34. Last second field goal.
Is an incredible game.
Oregon, are they not all that?
I don't know. They're just that some things aren't clicking quite right. Offense is, defense gave up some plays, but on they had the most thing happen I've ever seen in my life. They had a punt return for 90 yards for a touchdown. Oregon did. And then Boise goes back and takes the lead. They kick off. They ran the kickoff back 100 yards for a return. They had two return, a punt return for 90 and a return for 100.
Don't see that very often.
See that very often.
You don't.
No. I felt for the special teams coordinator at Boise. That had to be a rough flight home.
That is Head Scratchers. Up next, Bill's Thrills Song of the Day. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.